Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. It's 8 o'clock. It's Monday morning, January 11th. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE, 90.9 FM over the air in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere from our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching our visual radio program. We are streaming the video live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page and our Twitter account. It'll be on YouTube shortly. Thank you for joining us this morning. Coming up in just a moment, we are talking economic development here in Northwest New Mexico with folks who are involved with SCAPE, which stands for the Southwest Colorado Accelerator Program for Entrepreneurs. It is a Durango-based program that is expanding into Northwest New Mexico. We'll talk about what that means for local entrepreneurs and more coming up this morning right here on KSJE. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that. Then later on this hour, I'll be joined by Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems in Farmington. Lewis will be talking with me about technology. It is our Monday reboot segment coming up this morning at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE, so stay tuned for that. Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts after the news at 9:06 a.m. this morning. Mick this morning is playing music from the composer Barber, his piano sonata coming up today on Roving with the Arts at 9:06 right here on KSJE. Don't forget, of course, we invite you to connect with us on our Instagram page as well as Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. You can do that as well and keep track of what's going on here at KSJE. And let's talk about the weather forecast outside right now in Farmington. Sunshine, a cold 15-degree morning. It is 15 degrees outside our studios here at San Juan College, and the winds are about 4 miles per hour, so it feels like 8 this morning. Mostly sunny skies are in our forecast today with a high of 39 degrees, clear and 12 overnight. Sunshine again tomorrow, the high 38. Partly sunny and 44 on Wednesday, a bit milder on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, with highs, as you can see, near 47 degrees and overnight lows in the mid to lower 20s. And of course, we always tell you that visual radio can take you places. Let's check out New England this morning, where they're out ice skating in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is an outdoor skating rink, as you can see. The current temperature, 29 degrees this morning in Portsmouth. They are expecting a cloudy day today, on their way to a high of 37 degrees and an overnight low tonight of about 27 in New England. And that is a nice winter scene. Expansion into Northwest New Mexico. Three guests on the call with me this morning. Elizabeth Marsh is the director of SCAPE in Durango, Colorado. Dr. Tony Hopper-Pendergrass, of course, the president of San Juan College here in Farmington. And Warren Unziger is joining us as well, the economic development director with the city of Farmington. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning,
Scott. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Good to have you all with me. And Elizabeth Marsh, let me start with you a little bit about kind of the history of SCAPE in the Durango area and kind of what its mission is. Let's start with you, please.
Yes. So SCAPE is the Southwest Colorado Accelerator Program for Entrepreneurs. And about 7 years ago, we were formed to try to begin tackling how we create more businesses that will create those higher paying jobs for our community members. So we started with a network of local economic development groups and individual angel investors and business owners to build a program that would work with businesses for about 6 months to make sure every component was poised for growth and success. Everything from their business plan to product customer fit, financial projections, to help prepare them to get in front of the angel investor community so that they could raise the money that they needed to actually grow.
Understood. And so it has been in existence for this period of time. And then what got you thinking about expanding to San Juan County, New Mexico? Was that initiated by SCAPE or by folks on this side of the state line?
Combination of both. So traditionally, SCAPE has been serving the southwest corner of Colorado. We've been working with local businesses and local investors. And we're always looking to expand our deal flow of the companies that we work with in the program and to expand our investor network community. You know, and traditionally, we worked with businesses that are located within 45 minutes or an hour of Durango, everywhere from Cortez to Silverton to Pagosa. And, you know, Farmington is the same amount of distance from the area. And our communities are so complementary and interwoven that it makes sense for us to have a united front of business development, job creation, and expanded investment opportunity. And so we've been very impressed with, you know, just the drive-in initiative of San Juan College to help piece together, you know, impactful economic development for Northern New Mexico. So it was a really good fit of bringing an existing program that's serving the area a little bit across the border to benefit Northern New Mexico and also benefit Southwest Colorado.
Understood. And that's a great transition to bring in one of our next guests, which is Dr. Tony Hopper-Pendergrass, the president of San Juan College. And Dr. Pendergrass, of course, you and I have talked many times about the college's commitment to economic development in our city, in our county, and now in our region. And so talk to me a bit about the college's involvement with SCAPE.
Yes, it's been a great collaborative partnership between the county, Four Corners Economic Development, the city of Farmington, and SCAPE. So this was originated, as many people know, we have an incubator program at the college. And we recently had a retirement, and that is something that we've been wanting to start at the college for a couple of years. So a group got together and talked about what we needed. And T. Greg Marion had spoke to Mitch Dye, and Mitch told him about the great SCAPE program that Elizabeth oversees in Durango. And so I reached out to Elizabeth, and we've had several meetings since then, and we decided to move forward with the county, the city, Four Corners Economic Development, and San Juan College to partner with SCAPE. A wonderful track record. It's been recognized nationally, and it just seems like a great partnership with all of us.
Very good. And let me bring Warren Unsicker into the conversation. And you're right, one of the parties that's missing from our conversation this morning is Four Corners Economic Development, another player in this whole new organization or whole entity moving forward. But Warren Unsicker, from the city standpoint, city of Farmington, what does this mean for economic development in your office?
Well, this is just one more great tool in the toolbox. You know, the college does have a robust entrepreneurial resource center there at the Quality Center for Business, including the incubator and the maker space. But having this level of venture capital on a scale that is inclusive and helps smaller businesses that aren't necessarily fit for traditional lending or looking for a way to rapidly grow their business, this is just a huge opportunity and something that we, in my prior role at Forest, said that we've been pushing for is to have a venture capital type program. And so I think the level of service that Scape is going to bring to the table is really exciting and something that we're looking forward to taking advantage of and encouraging our businesses to take advantage of.
Very good. So Elizabeth Marsh, let me turn back to you and ask you a little bit about maybe the difference between what Dr. Pendergrass was describing of what we have here already at San Juan College, this business incubator, as opposed to a business accelerator. Obviously, on the surface, it just sounds like a faster way to get up and running, but I imagine there's more to it than that, of course.
You know, traditionally, you know, incubators are a great asset to businesses in a community. They provide a location to operate out of, and some of them provide curriculum and mentoring to help businesses as well. The difference of an accelerator is that we are primarily focusing on growth businesses that can scale and also be attractive to angel investors. And so part of the accelerator ideology is work with a business for 6 months, see what they've got, see if we can get the investor community to put enough money behind them to help them get to the next level. And so it's a great combination of Southwest Colorado companies being able to take advantage of some of the assets of San Juan College, you know, especially through like the Maker Lab to be able to prototype their new business, their new products. And hopefully we can, you know, get some good companies out of Northern New Mexico that we can work with a little bit and then get them in front of the Southwest Colorado Angel Investor Network and also cultivate some of those investors in Northern New Mexico as well.
And that was going to be my next question of asking you about kind of that seed money, that investor involvement with Scape. So it's not just going to be from Southwest Colorado. You're looking for investor dollars from New Mexico as well as this moves forward?
Yes. So one of the reasons that Scape was formed is that there was a network of angel investors in Southwest Colorado that wanted to invest in companies, but they were finding that all of the deals that were put in front of them had a few missing components that needed some mentoring or some technical assistance. So you can also look at Scape that we do about 6 months of due diligence to make sure that the business is poised and ready to begin conversations with investors, and then also provide those investors a reasonable way to participate, potentially get a return and help them grow. And so Southwest Colorado has a group of angel investors that like to look at deals after we work with them. And New Mexico also has an active angel investor group such as the New Mexico Angels, New Mexico Ventures. And so there are groups that want to invest in companies. They just want to make sure the company's been vetted and had some due diligence before they're asked to look at it and review the pitch and have that conversation. So that's part of the service we provide.
Understood. And you mentioned the makerspace, so that brings me back to Dr. Pendergrass, this great relatively new addition to San Juan College, the big idea, the makerspace, and having more opportunities to use all that machinery and technology. This kind of dovetails with those plans that are already in place, correct?
Yes, that's correct, Scott. We want more and more people to utilize the makerspace to help improve and expand their businesses.
Right, and they provide a lot of certainly high-tech equipment and ways to do some things that maybe aren't really available, at least locally, to my understanding, by having that equipment and that expertise here on the San Juan College campus.
Yes, absolutely, and we also have great staff in that area that can also assist with technical expertise, such as prototyping and helping print things on our 3D printers.
Very good. And Warren Unsicker, again to you about kind of the need for something like this in Farmington and San Juan County. I think, again, you and I have talked on this program about a lot of entrepreneurs who maybe have a great idea for a business, but maybe aren't quite sure how to get from point A to point B to get things going. And this is another resource to maybe help make sure all their ducks are in a row and they've kind of thought this all through. Is that kind of your understanding of how this will work?
Yeah, and as was mentioned, you know, that taking and vetting and getting them ready for prime time is critical. You know, we had a similar program when I worked in Oklahoma that was actually run partially through the state. It was critical in getting a lot of tech companies started up in the state of Oklahoma. And so it really was that taking them from, I have an idea, I need money, to I have an idea, I have partners, I have, you know, critical staff that have skills that are needed to get from point A to point B, and here is my, you know, executive plan for how to get there, you know, and over and above that, having the mentoring that is provided by Scape and such, and all the other resource partners that are brought to the table, is something that can help really slingshot and accelerate businesses into the realm where they can look at national and regional scales.
Indeed, very interesting. And so, Elizabeth Marsh, there is a deadline coming up to apply for consideration and to maybe become a part of the SCAPE program as we move forward?
Yes, so we are accepting applications for companies to work with in 2021 at our website, which is goscape.org, and we're accepting applications through the end of January, so January 31st, and so it's a fairly easy, straightforward application, so we encourage people to, you know, look at the questions, reach out, either call or email with whatever questions you might have, and we can help walk you through the application and if your idea is a good fit for the program.
Very good. And again, your track record, as you mentioned, I think at the beginning of the program, right, is that you have worked now with 35 businesses, helping them raise $24 million, over $24 million, and creating 152 jobs so far?
Yes. You know, we have a lot of fun working with the companies for 6 months, and we've kind of refined our process that it takes us about 6 months to work with them, and then they're poised for the investor community. You know, we've had some great results over the last 7 years, and the $24 million that the companies have raised, the majority of it is from local angel investors, and the majority of it has gone to create local positions working in these new businesses. And so this is what we're hoping to expand into northern New Mexico.
Right. And so the applications, are you looking for brand new businesses, existing businesses? Could they apply as well? Or can you give us any guidance about what you're looking for? Who should apply?
Yes. So a lot of things in my world are gray, or it depends.
Okay.
So we work with everything from brand new ideas to advanced businesses that have been in business for a while that are maybe looking to grow in a different direction, expand, or pivot. As a general rule of thumb, we are looking for businesses that can have a nationwide customer base because they are more resilient to tourism, seasonal fluctuations of local economies, and are able to maintain their employees if there are shutdowns, like we're seeing with the COVID-19 pandemic. So as a rule of thumb, individual service businesses of one person that goes and does a service or a trade are not good fits for our program. Businesses that are retail or one-stop restaurants are not a good fit, but anything that is a unique product or service, a software application, unique manufacturing, some new technology, those are the type of businesses we want to take a look at and see if we can help them grow.
Understood. And so the deadline is the end of this month, January 31st, to apply. Can you give us some kind of timeline as to when some of these applications may learn if they're accepted or not, or how that process then works from there?
So we'll take applications through January. Then in February, we do a lot of due diligence and some in-person interviews of the candidates. We'll make our selections in mid-March, and then we'll begin working with companies from March through September. At the end of the program, we have a showcase where we have helped our companies perfect an investor pitch, and then we help them begin their fundraising campaign in the fall. On our website, people can see example pitch videos of the companies that we worked with this year, you know, and those companies have raised $2.8 million in the 2.5 months since they left our program. And so we go through a process of making sure everything is well vetted and thought out, and then we help them raise the money that they need to truly launch in the fall of this year.
Very good. Thank you. And Warren Unsicker, back to an economic development question. And again, our area, San Juan County, is certainly different economically speaking from the La Plata County area in southwest Colorado. Are there some other businesses here that you think would be a unique fit for the SCAPE program, or does it not really matter between the two communities that's going to help businesses in both?
Oh, I definitely think there is opportunity here and businesses here that could benefit, especially as the mention of businesses pivoting. We do have a lot of businesses that have been looking at how do they get in on the Outdoor Recreation Initiative, the ORI initiative. And we've had businesses that have long been in the oil and gas industry that are mulling over, you know, hey, is there, you know, ways in which I can use this to, you know, create outdoor rec equipment or things to that effect. So I think there's definitely some synergy there. And again, you know, there's entrepreneurs here that have a lot of skills, and we've been seeing even during the pandemic, a lot of people taking kind of matters into their own hands and saying, you know, yeah, things are down in my industry and I'm looking to, you know, take my future in my own hands and create my own business. And so it's perfect timing, in my opinion, to help those businesses accomplish that goal.
Very good. And you and I know, have talked in the past, too, about these economic base jobs, which is what it sounds like Scape is trying to provide more of in all of these communities that we're talking about. And that's a win-win, right, for the business, for the community, for the governments, all these things to help create more revenue, more income, and more jobs in the community, correct, these economic base jobs?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, and that is, you know, when they talk about economic base, that's businesses that are, you know, creating products and goods that are being shipped outside of the community, so they're bringing revenue from outside the state of New Mexico and outside the city of Farmington. So those are critical to helping build the economy as a whole, creating those jobs that are drawing in revenues from the outside in. So we definitely are, I think this is going to encourage those types of businesses and help catalyze and grow them here.
Very good. Dr. Pendergrass, I want to come back to you if I can and talk a little bit about the student body here at San Juan College and the college's already well-established programs of kind of educating the workforce here in San Juan County and working with the state of New Mexico and others to kind of be able to track that and measure that of just how skilled our workforce is. Is that an area that the college can also help with this future endeavor with Scape, is to provide some of these entrepreneurs with a skilled workforce for what they have in their mind?
Absolutely. As you know, Scott, that's one of our critical roles at the college, is to provide workforce training for all of our employers. So if we can expand our tax base with new businesses and businesses that are able to expand or pivot, as Elizabeth indicated, that's our entire goal. And we want to always make sure that we do high quality training to meet our workforce needs in our local, regional, state, and multi-state economy here in the Four Corners region.
Very good. And is it possible that maybe a new program or certificate program or degree program could grow out of one of these businesses that just takes off?
Absolutely. And one thing that I wanted to mention is, through the Energy Transition Act, as you know, Scott, there's about $20 million available through that program, and Warren Unsicker is one of the commissioners that is serving on that commission. And before the break, there were several businesses that presented opportunities to expand into new markets or establish businesses here in our region. And I think many of them we should encourage to apply for Scape, the Scape opportunity.
Good to know. And that sounds like a future program guest, Warren Unsicker, so you're on notice that I may be calling you again to appear on the program. But Elizabeth Marsh, again, I imagine that your program, Scape, works well with Fort Lewis College in Durango and the other higher education institutions in Southwest Colorado already, like San Juan College is here in Farmington?
Yes, we actually, about a year ago, became a tenant of Fort Lewis College's new Center for Innovation. So we are housed out of their new center alongside the SBDC, which is a great way to kind of share resources, be more in tune with what we're all working on. And similarly, you know, it's important for programs like Scape that are working with these businesses to be able to communicate with San Juan College or Fort Lewis College about the type of employee training that we're seeing businesses need for their workforce. And so we're able to kind of in real time adjust what type of programming, certificates, and technical skills people need that will create jobs and then help these businesses expand.
Very good. And can you talk a bit more, Elizabeth Marsh, about some of the companies that have gone through the Scape program? Are there any names we might recognize from the local area?
Yes. So it's always interesting. The local community is not really very in tune with the businesses we work with because they have that nationwide customer base.
Right.
So they're not businesses that people tend to see on Main or frequent. One of our businesses is Impact Fenders, which has a new design on dock bumpers. And so they are manufactured in Durango and sell their dock bumpers nationwide. They did an impressive pivot at the beginning of 2020 because all of the trade shows and boat shows were canceled. And so they began direct to consumer and had their sales skyrocket. Another one is Esoterra Cider, which is based out of Dolores, Colorado, that produces cider from locally grown apples and orchards and is beginning to distribute it nationwide. We have some software and tech companies such as MuniRevs and LodgingRevs that automate sales tax compliance, help bring lodgers tax into compliance, and those have become significant employers in the region. And then we also have everything like rocket engine testing out at the airport, if people have seen the articles about Agile Space recently. And so we work with a wide range of product manufacturing and software companies and try to help all of them individually grow and create employment opportunities.
Very good. I did a little looking on your Facebook page and saw kind of a testimonial about, I think maybe the founder of Cold Case Gear. That's another one of your success stories.
Yes, Cold Case Gear, based out of Pagosa Springs. He has some very neat insulative products to help people take cell phones and batteries into the outdoors. And so that's an example of something, of a business that can be headquartered in the area, make their product, and distribute it nationwide.
Very good. And Warren Unsicker mentioned the ORI project, that the outdoor recreation initiative that has started here in Farmington and in San Juan County. Does that sound like it would be something that Scape would take a look at, even though it's maybe not, it's certainly marketing to a nationwide audience, but we want them to come here and check out what the outdoor enthusiast has to enjoy here in the San Juan County area?
Oh, absolutely. All the initiatives that San Juan College and Scape and the city of Farmington are working on are so collaborative and feed off of each other. The more we can show the benefits of the region, whether it's attracting people to the outdoor recreational activities or as communities that are poised to help a business expand, it just helps everybody make everything stronger.
Very good. Warren Unsicker, let me come back to you a little bit about ORI and ask you kind of about some of those things. I know there's a lot of maybe irons in the fire between some of the things the city would like to do and maybe to help spur some of that private investment, those public-private partnerships the mayor likes to talk about, sure, and for good reason, but are there some other things in the works?
So ORI is kind of a multifaceted initiative too, because we do want to see more people come to the area to enjoy outdoor rec. But the ORI initiative's primary focus is to attract businesses that are manufacturing goods that benefit those enjoying the outdoors. So, to the point of, finding national ways of distributing their product. We go to a conference each year called the Outdoor Retailer Show, where we're looking for businesses that are looking to expand their reach. These are businesses that are already in the process of trying to find retailers to pick up their products, and we're trying to encourage them to come and manufacture that here. And so that's also what we're trying to encourage our entrepreneurs and existing businesses to do, is find ways to maybe take the processes they already know and encourage production of new products here that are outdoor rec related. And we've mentioned it before, you can do pretty much everything you could possibly imagine short of saltwater sports here in the Four Corners area. So I mean, short of scuba diving and snorkeling, we've got it all. And so it really is, I mean, honestly, we have people that windsurf out at Lake Morgan, so I mean,
right,
we're darn close.
Very true.
And so we definitely see the opportunities for these businesses to not only produce their products, but test their products here and show that, this is how they react in this, wild area that we live in, with, mesas and desert and forests and rivers and mountains just to the north. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there. And likewise, we're trying to build up the infrastructure around the outdoors. So the river trail systems, the Lake Farmington and all the trails around it, So we're trying to build out the infrastructure around the outdoor rec sphere as well. So like I say, it's a very multifaceted initiative, and I think it's all just builds into itself, and this initiative is just one more great tool in the toolbox to make it happen.
I hear what you're saying, and thank you for the reminder. I always think about the tourism aspect of it. I sometimes forget about the industrial aspect and the manufacturing aspect of ORI, which I appreciate you sharing with us. Dr. Pendergrass, we're about out of time this morning, but I did want to come back to you and kind of ask again about the college's commitment to economic development. This is just one area that the college certainly supports the region and the area. You mentioned, of course, the Enterprise Center, and we have the Small Business Development Center here on the campus of San Juan College, but just a multitude of resources for businesses, the old established businesses and ones that are just starting out.
Yes, Scott, and we just want to be a strong partner in our community with the city, the county, Four Corners Economic Development, and all the other entities and our employers. One aspect that perhaps maybe I should mention that also contributes to economic development is Four Corners Innovations. And that is our research park at the college. So we're hopeful that through the SCAPE program, if one or two businesses are identified from our area, and Elizabeth will work with them over 6 months, they might be viable investments for Four Corners Innovations as well, which will benefit the college.
Very good. Well, and it sounds like, again, there's a lot of entities working together, all moving in the same direction, which is helpful. And I imagine, Elizabeth Marsh, this is what your investors are looking for, right? When they're going to put, I don't know, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars on the line for a potential new business. They want to see some of this collaborative efforts.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it takes a village to raise the companies. You know, not every person or entrepreneur wears all hats. And so if we can bring in the best of the mentor and technical assistance communities that we have, we're giving the best to these businesses to make them strong, to them, make them be potentially viable investments to our local investors to keep the cycle of funding going.
Very good. Well, in our final minutes here, can you just remind us of the website for information about the application? And again, that deadline is on the 31st of January.
Yes, so we, you know, are encouraging applications from people that live in northern New Mexico, everywhere from Farmington, Shiprock, Aztec, Bloomfield, to take a peek at our website at goscape.org. You will find an application and more information about participating in SCAPE 2021. And so, you know, please look at it, apply by January 31st, and reach out if you have any questions about what type of businesses we're looking for.
Very good. Well, I thank all of you for joining me this morning to talk about SCAPE, the Southwest Colorado Accelerator Program for Entrepreneurs. I imagine you won't be changing your name, though, to include NM, but maybe you will, Elizabeth Marsh. But thank you for joining me.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Tony Pendergrass, Dr. Pendergrass, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. And Warren Unsicker, thank you for your time this morning. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin, back with more in just a moment. This is KSJE.
All that surveillance tech to track down foreign terrorists and immigrants, and nobody